In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the 1st of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Let us begin today with a story that is both straight ahead business and economics, and at the same time, oh so very geopolitical. We learned this morning exactly how profitable the most profitable company on earth really is. And if you're thinking, wait, Kai, we already know how profitable Apple or Google or maybe ExxonMobil is, well, think again. We speak here of the National Oil Company of Saudi Arabia, Saudi Aramco by another name. The company opened its books today, at least partway, for the first time since it was nationalized back in the 1980s. Wall Street was pretty impressed, which for Saudi Aramco seems to have been the point. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
The money printing machine known as Saudi Aramco made $111 billion in profits last year. That's almost twice what Apple made. Nearly four times Google's profits and five times ExxonMobil's.
This is really the most information we've ever gotten.
Ellen Wald at Transversal Consulting is the author of Saudi Inc.
Everyone's kind of been wondering, well, what is this big, horrible secret that they're hiding? The answer is that there isn't a big, horrible secret.
One big reveal? Saudi Aramco pays a mere $3 to produce a barrel of oil. That's crazy cheap, as they can sell it for $69. On Wall Street, two bond rating firms gave the company high grades, though not the best. Michael Goldstein teaches finance at Babson College.
This is like instead of their credit score being 850 and they're getting a perfect lowest possible mortgage on their house, they're still going to get whatever size house they want. It's just they're going to have to pay a little bit more than the absolute perfect credit score.
Saudi Aramco does want to borrow tens of billions from the market to buy another company and spend the profits on diversifying the Saudi economy. Right now, it gyrates wildly up and down with oil prices, says economist Paul Sullivan at the National Defense University.
They want to move from the roller coaster and drive toward diversification, and they need this money to accomplish that.
The Saudis want a more balanced economy by 2030. Right now, 70% of the nation's revenues come from oil. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.